You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm in love with my godson. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 62-year-old widow, and I live in the great city of Chicago. Yes, I was married for 34 years to a wonderful man, and he died 3 years ago. Since then, I have secretly fallen in love with my 30-year-old godson. I know I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. When my husband first got sick, my godson is the only person that would check on me and make sure I ate and was getting some rest. He started taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out of the house, and that's when I found out he has an old soul and we love the same music. After my husband passed, he would stay overnight so I had some company and we watch old movies together. His father and I are close friends, and he was raised solely by his father, father after his parents divorced. His father has had a crush on me for years, so he'd die if he knew it's his son I'm after, not him. My godson was visiting recently, and I was telling him about a house burglary on my street, and he told me he didn't like me being in my big house alone, so I suggested he move in with me instead of paying for a two-bedroom apartment. So he moved in a week ago, and I am plotting on how to get him out of the guest room and into my bedroom. I'm still in great shape, and I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. So he's always complimenting me on my radiant skin or my great cooking. I get so hot and bothered when he walks around in his tank tops that I've fondled myself a few times after he's left the room. I need to make my move before I run out of time and he finds a girlfriend. We talk openly about his love life, and I know he's looking for a soulmate. I thought about seducing him, but is that the best way? How do I get this man? Okay. Come on. I mean, you really haven't thought this thing through. Just because someone treats you well and they looks after you and, you know, they take you out to dinner, they care about you, it doesn't mean they're in love with you or they want you or they want to do you, okay? It doesn't mean that. You're fantasizing about this man, and that's where it needs to stay, in your head, in your mind. He hasn't tried to hit on you or sleep with you or any of that. You said he was raised well by a father who's really the one who likes you. To me, this just sounds like a case of a cougar lust. You're 62, you said, and you should know the difference between real love when someone wants you and crushing and salivating over a fine, sexy young man. If that's all it is, have your fun imagining what it would be like and go on about your business. Leave it there and don't expect anything else from him. I mean, this man is only 31 years old. He's going to want a family one day. He's going to want kids, starting with a girlfriend who he'll probably be bringing into your home now for sleepovers at some point. And it might not just be one girl. If he's as fine as you say he is, he might have a parade of women coming through. You don't know. You're not going to like that at all. So I just say, please calm yourself down. Use your head. Don't get into any mess, because this is going to be really messy if you start this. Which is, you know, what this could turn out to be if you carry out your crazy plan to seduce him. Don't do that. Ultimately, You don't want to have sex with him or anything like that. I think he's looking at you as the mom he never had because he was raised by his father. He's looking at you like his mom, okay, not his boo. All right, get that out your mind. Steve?
I'll be damned. Oh, we ain't had one like this in a while.
Long time, right?
Well. These is the letters where they write to me and I tell the truth. Well, lady, it's time for a little truth here. Appreciate Shirley's answer. I agree with everything Shirley said in the letter. I thought her response was wonderful. But I come to point out some things that don't nobody like to talk about. Well, here we go. I'm a 62-year-old widow. Right there. That sound old, don't it? 62-year-old widow. I live in the great city of Chicago, married for 34 years. Damn, you was married longer than this boy been alive. A boy to a wonderful man. He died 3 years ago. And here where the letter just get real ignorant. Since then, I have secretly fallen in love with my 31-year-old godson. That right there, that don't even sound right, do it? It don't even sound right. I have secretly fallen in love with my 31-year-old godson. Damn. You 34 years old? What? 28. You're 28 years older than this guy. 28, and you 62. When my husband got sick, my godson was the only person that would check on me and make sure I ate and was getting some rest. He came in there, like Shirley said, thinking he helping his mama eat and get rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not his boo.
He would check on me, making sure that. And then he'd come take me to dinner once a month to get me out of the house. Anybody interested in you ain't finna show up once a month to take you out of dinner. You show up for your mama once a month to go out to dinner. Hold on. What's wrong with you?
Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. At 23 minutes after the hour, the subject, I'm in love with my godson. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter.
Oh, this old-ass lady getting on my nerves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this old-ass woman husband done died. Damn. She got a 31-year-old godson. She just secretly fell in love with him. For what? I know I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. Nah, you need to leave the I'm not off. Shame of your old ass self. When your husband got sick, my godson was the only person that would check on me, make sure I ate and was getting some rest. You hear that? Made sure you ate and got some rest. Ain't that what you do? Go by your mama's house?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you go by make sure mama was eating and getting herself some rest?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what Shirley said. He started taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out the house. You know, just so he, you know, let you know you ain't alone in this world. Take you out to dinner once a month. What do you think he been doing them other 30 days?
She's going to find out he lives with her now.
I'm telling you right now. Lady. When I found out, and then taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out the house, and that's when I found out he had an old soul and we love the same music. Look, lady, I'm just telling you right now, this 31-year-old boy don't like same music you like. He just saying he like him. He don't give a damn about Sam Cooke. I'm telling you that. He don't give a damn about no Sam Cooke. He don't want to hear no Otis Redding. He just told you he liked their ass. Oh, yeah, I like that too. He heard it from his daddy. Riding in the car.
That's what she needs to be.
After my husband passed, he would stay overnight so I'd have some company. And we'd watch old movies together. That's another thing. See?
What?
See? What? Old movies together. He's trying to just make you feel like you're something. You know, y'all in there watching Gone with the Wind.
Not that old. What the world?
Shirley Temple come tap dance down the steps. Old black ass Bojangles. Y'all in there watching all them old ass movies, black and white. Hey, Hattie. Hattie? Who the hell is Hattie? Nobody heard seen or Hattie and we're sitting up watching Color Purple and all this here. That boy was sitting up here and just trying to keep you company. So y'all watching a movie. His father and I are close friends, and he was raised solely by his father. Like Shirley said, after his parents divorced, his father's had a crush on. Shirley said he looks at you as a mother figure. Now, his father's had a crush on me for years, so he'd die if he knew his son I was after. You think he'll die? That damn boy would die, too. My godson was visiting recently, and I was telling him about a house burglary on my street, and he told me he ain't like me being in my big house alone, so I suggested he move in with me instead of paying for a two-bedroom apartment. So he moved in a week ago, and I'm plotting on how to get him out the guest room and into my bedroom. If he wanted you, you wouldn't have to plot.
Right.
That boy think he in there with his mama. You old ass. I'm still in great shape, and I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. Okay, now here we go. This is where I got to start telling you the truth.
Come on.
Oh, no.
I'm still in great shape compared to who? You still in great shape to your other 62-year-old friend. See, you in great shape compared to who?
Stupid.
You down at the bingo hall. You look better than Agnes and Helen and Jocelyn. Then I understand.
Jocelyn.
But your ass in real life ain't that damn fine. And I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. Who told you that? Who at the bingo hall thought your ass looked like Jada Pinkett? Ain't nobody said, damn, Wilden dropped Jada off down here to play bingo with us. Ain't nobody told you that. You in the mirror seeing stuff. And he's always, here go another. He's always complimenting me on my radiant skin, on my great cooking. Girl, listen to you. He compliments you on your skin and your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody date no woman because of her damn skin. Man, ain't no dude nowhere, man. Her skin, dog, what she look like. Damn that. Her skin, dog, what her body look like. It's got skin on it.
I cannot with you.
I get so hot and bothered when he walk around in his tank top. I fondle myself a few times after he done left the room. I need to make my move before I run out of time. Oh, now you know you finna die, huh? Because your ass is old. I need to make a move before I run out of time and he finds a girlfriend. Because we talk openly about his love life and I know he's looking for a soulmate. Soulmate is a person that you can tie yourself with to ride to the tape with. Your ass has the tape in your hand. See, you ever seen people run a race and they get to the finish line and everybody try to stick their chest out to cross the line first? You have the finish line tape in your hand. Matter of fact, some of it's in your hair. I thought about seducing him, but is that the best way? How can I get this man? First of all, you mean how can I get this man / son?
Yeah.
Because that's what he is. And he thinks he's your son. And even if you do seduce him, he's not going to stay with you.
No.
Don't you get sleepy early?
Post your comments. Thank you, Steve. On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey.
Post your
FM
comments.
On Instagram.
You don't even know how to go online to read the comments.
Facebook, check out the Strawberry
Letter
podcast.
Do you have an IG page?
On demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour,
have you
Steve
ever checked
Enfer
your
Jr.
DMs?
And sports talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.